This is Wealth Creator Radio, the show that brings you valuable information about securing a comfortable retirement. Your host, Eric Heckman, is a well-known speaker and certified financial planner, founder of the nonprofit Financial Knowledge Institute, and the author of Worry Less Wealth. Now, Wealth Creator Radio.
Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's founder and president at Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. This is a show where we talk about retirement planning. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And of course, we hear a lot of chatter out of Washington about President Biden's eyeing higher taxes in the future. But just how high could they go? That's what we're going to talk about today on Wealth Creator Radio, how you can keep higher taxes from forcing you to take a pay cut in retirement. If you want to reach Eric for specific questions, here is the number, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. And we'll also tell you about his blueprint to worryless wealth. He offers this to retirees. It's a blueprint that is a plan for your retirement, and he's offering this to you complimentary today. So again, reach out to us, 800-454-1184, or you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, a big hello to you.
Well, hey, Luann, and the taxes is part of your planning, and that's why we're talking about today. Don't get tricked or get talked into like a laser plan or all these other dorky things that people are promoting where it's just a product, and it's a product that they say, you know, is everybody should have, and everybody should just do it because it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And anytime you hear anybody talking about one thing that every single person should be doing and it's suitable for everybody, you just know that's impossible. That's one of the things I guess I'd start off with a little bit of a word of warning, because I have a lot of people ask me about, you know, these people are promoting these things, and one of them doesn't even have a license, and so he has his kids do the work for him so he can say stuff, you know, and not have to under the same rules as other financial advisors. So so just watch out when you're talking about, you know, any sort of tax saving schemes or, you know, things that are, oh, we're going to do this one thing and it's going to save you a ton, or you need this one, you know, anytime you talk about that, because that's usually not the right way. It's always better having a plan. It's kind of like that pill or whatever that's going to make you have, you know, lose all that extra weight and you'll be super fit and you won't ever have to exercise. We all know that's never going to happen.
So, not true.
but people still sell that stuff. And so, yeah, same thing here. When we're talking about taxes and talking about your retirement, make sure you don't get tricked into one of these kind of one-hit wonder products or something. And make sure it's a plan and not just a, you know, a one thing that's supposedly going to cure you.
Like a one-hit wonder or something like that. Several different things are what's going to go into creating that plan. I do want to talk about taxes today. Bloomberg is saying that, you know, doubling the capital gains tax along with all the other existing taxes could be as high as 43.4%, but that's federal taxes. That doesn't even include state taxes. And some of the top tax rates for states could potentially top 50%. So let's just talk about in general how people really don't understand how much a bite taxes can take out of their retirement savings. Eric, tell us about that potential.
Every time somebody calls me from the radio and we're talking about retirement, we're starting to go through that blueprint process. We're looking at the tax minimizer strategy that we have as part of the five areas of the blueprint. And they're just always blown away about how, hold it, I thought taxes were going to be lower in retirement. What happened to this lower tax thing? And yeah, it's not there. I mean, I met with somebody who was doing this crazy stuff. I mean, borrowing money to not have to pay tax and doing all this kind of weird stuff just to keep the tax rates low, and spending so much energy and time obsessing over how to save, you know, a tiny bit more in tax. And, you know, you also don't want to be doing that in retirement, right? You want to just be enjoying life, unless paying a low tax bracket is your hobby, which is a little odd, but, you know, I guess that could be it. So, you know, so I think that's one of the big keys is knowing that taxes, if you're putting everything in tax deferred money, you're just kicking the can down the road, right? You're just procrastinating and you're just saying, hey, I'll pay it later. Well, the better you do in your 401k, the better the government does in your retirement, because that means they make more money. That lower tax rate is obviously not going to be there. So, yeah, I think more than ever, you know, we have to be watching for how you're going to react to looking at those taxes and how you're going to create that ideal income for life that really you know, blends all that stuff together and see, okay, how, because you get to pick your tax rate. I mean, that's the crazy part in retirement. You know, if you've got some Roth money that's tax-free, or you've got some after-tax money, like you were talking about capital gains, well, that's all, that doesn't affect your IRA and your Roth and 401k. That only affects your normal dollars. So, you know, if you look at all these different pieces of the puzzle, well, you know, if you do this there and that there, then yeah, you may have a lot lower tax bracket. So you get to almost pick your taxes in retirement if you plan ahead. If you just do it and you're trying to plan it in April of what already happened previous year, yeah, no, it's over. It's already happened. It's just reporting at the scene of the crime and there's nothing you can do. So yeah, you got to take care of that beforehand. So that's the big key.
I love that, reporting the scene of the crime. I like that. You have something special though that you can get in the hands of our listeners today on taxes if they just text this. Tell them about that.
Yeah, so if you just text the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes to 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. And we'll send you a report just that you can download real quick, and all about taxes in retirement and what you need to know. Also, you can get that report if you want to go to wealthcreatorradio.com.
WealthCreatorRadio.com. Great information there to help you make great decisions about taxes and everything else regarding retirement planning. This is Wealth Creator Radio. Thanks for listening to Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I do want to mention Eric is certified in tax planning too, so he can help you with those areas as well. All right, we are talking about taxes in retirement, but Eric, I do want to go on to something else, and this is the SECURE Act number 2, SECURE Act 2.0 that lawmakers are talking about. It includes changes like automatic enrollment in defined contributions plan at your job, exemptions from our required minimum distributions until you have over $100,000 in your account, and then even raising the age for those RMDs. Some financial planners are calling this a game changer for retirement planning. I want to hear your take on this.
Well, I mean, a lot of this is kind of not exciting, not, you know, I mean, a lot of plans already have automatic enrollment in 401ks. And I mean, waiving required minimum distributions if you only have 100 grand in your, if you're less than 100,000 in your account. I mean, if you're trying to retire and have less than 100,000 saved up, you don't need to worry about not having to take money. You're going to need to take the money, you know? So yeah, raising the age where you have to take your money out to 75, you know, really that's going to help the wealthier people, really. It's not really going to help most people, because most people aren't going to want to wait till 75 to retire, right? So you're going to be wanting to take that money. You're going to be wanting to spend it. So really the only people that would benefit from that would be, really the people who don't need it, right? And, so if you don't need it, that's a whole different thing. So, yeah, the biggest problem with the last SECURE Act is it really screwed over beneficiaries. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if people a lot of people still don't even know this, but, you know, when you pass away and you leave that IRA, 401k, whatever it is, to your children, they have to blow the account in 10 years. I mean, what kind of message does that say? I mean, you have to literally spend the entire account. I mean, you don't have to go out and buy stuff with it, but you have to take it out and pay all the tax. And even if it's a Roth, you have to take it all out and not pay the tax, which is weird, within 10 years. So, you know, you're telling the next generation, here, I've worked my whole life to save all this money up, and I passed away, and here you go, kids, you get it now, and go for it.
Go blow it. Go blow it.
Go blow it. Yeah. Don't put it in anything long term or anything. Just go spend it. And it makes people pay the tax faster. But the other problems, of course, is, you know, looking at how taxes interrelate. How does that affect your income? Well, all of that goes into that blueprint to worry less wealth. And, you know, that's something we can sit down and have a quick visit and just kind of find out what's happening in your situation. You know, if you want us to do that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we do that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan, all in one, you know, we can do that right now. We're waiving the fee for during these COVID timeframes just to get people to get that information out there. So, you know, if you want to take 15, 30 minutes, find out what this is all about, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we still have a lot more to cover, so don't go away.
For more information on today's topic, call Eric Heckman, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
We When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and the mission of Heckman Financial is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And, you know, as we do approach retirement, we are headed into some unknown territory. We've been working 30, 40 years in our careers, and all of a sudden we face retirement, and it's a whole new world. And, Eric, I kind of want to break into song, into the Aladdin song, It's a Whole New World. You know, I know you had boys, but I don't know if you ever saw the Aladdin one show where they're on the carpet and they're singing. It's a whole
new world. They all did theater. They would go along with it.
It's a whole new world. It's different than our parents and our grandparents. So we're going to talk about some helpful ways to protect our retirement income. But first, I want you to tell us how retirement has changed.
Well, the probably biggest one, of course, is the good old pension, right?
Yeah.
And unless you're... you know, around here, maybe a long time Lockheed or Northrop, or, you know, you work for the government, you know, or a teacher, something like that. Those still have some pensions, you know, public safety people. But for the most part, yeah, most of us, no more pensions, right? No more 25 years, get the gold watch and have that money for the rest of your life. And you can kick back on the rocking chair and, you know, hang out or whatever. Now, a lot of us don't want to kick back on the rocking chair because that just sounds really boring, especially to me. I mean, I hate just sitting on the beach. That's horrible. I want to go and be in the waves or do something. So, you know, so yeah, it's definitely changed. But I think that's probably the number one thing is that income security. And now, sadly enough, I mean, you know, anybody who logs onto their Social Security statement at, you know, you can go to ssa.gov, get the one of those statements, the Social Security Administration statements that they used to mail you, and now they've gone paperless. And, you know, you go there and they have that little thing that says, you know, usually around 2035 or something, you know, it changes a lot, but, you know, that there's going to be a point where they can only pay 80 or 79% of their payments. And that's scary, right? Because not only do you not have a pension, but now there's some sort of question mark at some point in Social Security payments. So, yeah, that's changed a lot because it's all you now. It's nobody else, right?
Right. Here's the deal. We do not know the date of our finish line, right? And so we don't know what that journey in retirement is going to be like, whether it's going to be 40, 50 years or shorter or full of, you know, issues with health and all that. So tell us how you help your clients develop more confidence and clarity that their money is going to last no matter what happens.
Yeah. And that's always kind of a moving target, right? Because like you said, there's no finish line. I mean, well, there is a finish line. It's kind of, I don't know if it's a finish line or an end line, right? So it's kind of like a game over line, I guess, maybe almost a better thing. But hopefully that game over is quite the ways down, right? And so that journey through that game till it finally ends. Yeah. How do you make sure you know you've got enough? How do you make sure that that's going to keep going? And, you know, and then also how do you fit other goals in? Like I had one client that, you know, they've really had a dream of buying a beach house and they've done a really fantastic job of saving and building up money. And well, one thing is they didn't have kids, which saves you a ton of money.
It doesn't,
though. I had three of them. And, you know, but so, yeah, we said, okay, hey, let's run some numbers. And so we kept going back and forth. And that was able, now they were able to see that, yeah, they could buy a beach house and it's not going to, you know, kill their retirement dreams and stuff. And, you know, they may not want to retire early because it might be a little tougher. And so that's the cool thing is when you can see that and you can test it and you can model it and know it's there with taxes, inflation, everything all in there. What that tool is actually called is an income plan. And it's got to be written. It's got to be something that you can update every single year. And it's got to account for, like I said, everything, income tax, inflation, all your spending. If you retire early, how are you going to pay for health care? Then make sure you remember to account for health care 65 on. All those types of issues need to be in that plan. And then, of course, you have to figure out how do I invest not for accumulation anymore, but how do I invest for money, right? I got to turn those dollars into paychecks now, or what we like to call playchecks, right? How do I have money to play with? And so now you need to make sure you have some foundational assets because you can't afford to just say, oh, I'm not going to take money out this year. well, if you're retired, you don't have a choice, right? You need to keep spending money and living. And so you can't just wait for the market to recover. So that's why you need some foundational guaranteed money. You need some of that steady income money. It's always paying you cash flow. That's not, you know, beholden to all the market whims, and then have the remainder in the market. But it can't be invested like how it was when you were working, because you can't have 100% of your money in the market. That's too scary, too crazy, and too all over the place. So, you know, that's how we help people do that. And our process is called Building the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. So we do that income plan, do that investment plan, and then more importantly, throw in the tax planning around that. I mean, we are not somebody who says, oh, go talk to somebody else about taxes. That's stupid, I think. So, you know, you got to be able to talk about income, investments, and the tax ramifications of everything in there. And then, of course, cover healthcare. How's that going to be spending and what's that going to be like? And then legacy. Make sure all those beneficiaries are up and running right way, and make sure your people you like get the money, not the government, not the attorneys. And so, again, this is something that we've been doing for radio listeners. We've been waiving our $1,500 planning fee and just saying, hey, let's just go ahead and get this planning done. We'll show you what path you're on, because everybody has an income plan. Even if they don't know where they're headed, you're headed someplace. And then we'll show you, you know, that course. And then at the end of that second meeting, when we show you that income plan and that investment, healthcare, tax, legacy plan, then we'll say, here's some issues you need to fix. And then at that point, that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. But again, this is so critical for people. You know, if you want to just take some time out of your day and say, hey, let's get this done. Let's make sure I'm taken care of, because I'm the most important person to me, right? Always. Then you can take care of your loved ones and everybody else. So, you know, so just take a moment. And if you want, you can give us a call. We can have a discussion or a Zoom meeting, either way. And so you can give us a call and book that, or you can do it online. So the phone number is 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 28th year of helping people retire. This is what he does. He wants to hear your dreams, and he wants to help you and guide you to have a remarkable retirement. That's his goal for you. And they are an independent firm at Heckman Financial. So thanks for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And Eric, I've told you before, my husband and I are a perfect example of a couple who did it all wrong. We were one of those people who said, oh, well, when we have extra money, we'll start saving for retirement. You know, we were just spending, doing everything when the kids were younger. But now here we both are, you know, 60s and looking retirement in the eye. So if we came to you today wanting to retire, you would have to tell us, well, you know, you got a little shortfall, probably have to work the rest of your life. I don't think we're alone, but how do you help people like us?
Yeah, so I mean, it's always fun when I can say, hey, your money's going to last for the rest of your life, no problem, everything looks great, you're on track. Yeah, but that doesn't always happen. And so, yeah, a lot of times, you know, I mean, I've had some people that had really kind of, literally I had one person who, she had been divorced and had some other setbacks and stuff, but she wanted to have $7,000 a month. So that's $84,000 a year. Mm. And she had saved up $120,000.
Oh, dear. A little short.
So it's like, have you done any math? I mean, you don't have to be a mathematician to really know that, you know, that withdrawal rate, okay, 2 years later, you know.
That's it.
Okay, maybe once you have Social Security, maybe you only have to take out half, so maybe you can last 4 years. I mean, it's not enough, right? And so, you know, that's when you have to figure out, okay, what else can you do? You know, can you, if you own a house, can you get a reverse mortgage and pay off that mortgage? And then maybe you don't need seven, maybe you only need 4,000 a month now, right? I mean, there's lots of things, a lot of creative things you can do, but lots of times the answer may be that you got to work a little bit longer. And, you know, that sucks. That's not as fun, but, you know, that might be the reality. You know, the other thing is maybe you also get a job for fun and maybe for healthcare and stuff like that, where you're not doing one that's as crazy and as work, you know, something that a client who moved up to Bend, Oregon, and that was her big goal, was she'd been working at HP for 30 plus years and was just so burnt out. She just wanted a job that, you know, at 5 o'clock, she's off work, She doesn't think about work until she shows up at 9 the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Not something she was at home emailing crazy and doing stuff and all that. And so, yeah, so that's the big deal of trying to figure out how you're going to do that. And, you know, it's really a lot of it's about how's money going to last. So one of the things we do actually have is we have some free reports that you can get. So, you know, if you want to text or you can text the word money and we'll send you a link back or just ask you for more info to send you the brochure. But, you know, if you want to text the word money, so M-O-N-E-Y to 800-454-1184, we'll send you that report that will your money last as long as you do. And it's a great, great tool. So again, text the word money to 800-454-1184, or you can always visit our website at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Don't you think if you had $1 million saved, that would be enough to retire comfortably? Eric tells us otherwise.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm, and that means they're going to put you first, and their focus will be on helping you make decisions for your own situation so you can worry less in retirement. That's their goal for you. Now, becoming a millionaire is kind of a benchmark for all Americans. You know, I've always thought, oh, if only I could save $1 million. But is that even enough to retire with? And Eric, were you a fan of the Austin Powers movies with Dr. Evil in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Definitely.
My husband can quote Austin Powers big time. But remember when he wanted to put the world up for ransom at $1 million?
Right, yep.
And the world leaders just laughed at him because $1 million wasn't what it had been before he'd been frozen in time. To me, $1 million is a lot. I think I'd be good with that. But is that enough to retire on? And how do you help your clients determine how much is enough for their situation?
Yeah, well, I'm always scared for people who have a set dollar amount, right? Because of that exact reason. I remember... for some reason, I was, you were mentioning, you know, Austin Powers and Mike Myers, but
yeah,
when I was a kid, it was more Michael J. Fox seeing him his business-minded character that he had. Alex Keaton. And so, you know, looking at that and, you know, I just remember back then, I was in high school, I think, when that was on. And, you know, if you made $100,000, I mean, gosh, $100,000, you'd be so wealthy at that time.
I know.
and now at Stanford, if I think it's up to $125,000. If your family makes less than that and you get into Stanford, you don't have pay tuition.
Oh, wow.
That's how far that number's flipped. And, I mean, the other one is Bare Naked Ladies has a song about, if I had $1 million. Well, then Bruno Mars comes out with, you know, I want to be a billionaire, right? So, that just tells you the inflation just in songwriting, goals, right? So that's how much things change. So the hard part is, yeah, you may get to that goal of that number that you had, but what if that goal really sucks and once you get there, right? So that can be scary if that's, you know, the number, because what if you shot really low and you get there and then you find you don't have enough money to survive or to have the standard of living that you wanted, right? So a lot of times people use a 4% rule, but math is so much easier at 5%. Yeah, if you guys aren't really good at math, the easiest thing is usually you can do 10%, which, you know, move the decimal point over, right? And then cut it in half, and that's 5%. So, you know, $1 million, move the decimal point over, it's $100,000, cut it in half, $50,000. Mm-hmm. So $1 million if you weren't trying to spend the principal and you could earn average 5%, you know, you could be getting about 50 grand a year. So, you know, that's $4,000, you know, a month, right? It's not too bad. But of course, then you have to see how much are you spending, right? And how much are you getting Social Security? Are you trying to retire early? So that may or may not work depending on your spending level. I mean, I've met some people that have paid off their house that love to garden and they don't do much outside. They're just very, you know, whatever you want to call it, homebodies, and they love that kind of lifestyle. And they can live on, you know, $3,000-$4,000 a month. So $1 million for them is probably fine. But there's other people who want to do a ton of travel. You know, they want to do fun stuff. They want to go see the world. They want to have dinner in nice restaurants and stuff. And they're wondering how they can only get by on $10,000 a month. Right. So if you're somebody like that, the million's not going to be enough. So yeah, I think it's better if you have an income plan and you're looking at that income plan and saying, okay, if I need to spend this much money a month, because that's what I'm living on now, or that's what this lifestyle I want, how much do I need to have saved up for that? Because also, there's some tools that can guarantee your money for the rest of your life. Well, those tools sometimes can pay out 6 or 7% because they're paying out your principal and interest, but they're guaranteed they can't run out. Well, if you're using some of these tools, then your money can last maybe way, way, way longer. And so, you know, by good planning and using everything that's out there financially, that's really the better key. Again, that's why we set up that blueprint to worry less wealth. And what we do is we have a first talk where we just find out what you're worried about, what your concerns. And then we set up a second meeting where we actually show you the path you're on today. And that's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So again, there's no cost. We're waiving that $1,500 planning fee to radio listeners. So 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, thank you for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So, Eric, what would you say are some lessons we could learn from retirements in the past? Maybe some common mistakes we should try to avoid.
Well, the number one biggest issue is the fancy term is sequence of returns. But I basically call it luck. And luck is a very hard tool to master. Right, because there's no rhyme or reason to it. So, you know, one of the things we use lots of times in if we're doing talks or educational webinars, and you know, you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and see what things we have upcoming. But one of the things we often will talk about is having one portfolio where somebody took the money out in the 90s, and then that same person took a different person took that same money out of that same portfolio in the 2000s. And the difference, this is of a $500,000 portfolio, the difference after 10 years is over $1 million difference in value on
good
500.
Grief. Oh.
So in other words, one was almost out of money and one had made money. And this is with the same investment. You go, hold it, the same investment, one person had tons of money and one person had almost no money. How can that be? Because, you know, oh, it's supposed to be who's the best advisor or who's got the best tools or who's got the best trading stuff, right? You see all that junk on TV or, mm-hmm. you know, here I'm going to log on to Robinhood and make all this money, or I'm going to do all this day trading and make all this. It's not the investment tools. It was literally the luck of the draw of what were the returns when that person was withdrawing money, because the rules change monstrously when you're withdrawing versus accumulating. Because when you're accumulating the money, ups and downs don't matter because you didn't take anything out. When you're taking it out, it makes a monster, monster difference. So I think the biggest mistake that people don't realize and don't know enough about is the fact that you're going to most likely be retired for 3 decades. And statistically speaking, if you look at the law of the past decades, we've had some good ones and some bad ones, but typically about every decade out of 3 decades is bad. So the luck factor is, do you get that bad decade the first, the second, or the third decade? Obviously, it's really best to have it in the third decade. But if you have in that first one, you can't all of a sudden unretire and go back to work when you're in your 70s, right? You know, you have to have a plan and you have to have some other assets, some stuff that's guaranteed, some stuff that pays some steady income. If you have it all market money, you are pretty much guaranteed not to have a great successful retirement because you're going to have that bad decade at some point. And what's that going to do? So I think it's probably the number one common mistake that people don't learn from is, or don't know enough about, is the fact that they need to have some other planning for when they withdraw versus accumulate.
So then here's the deal. How do you help people build a retirement plan that's designed to stand the test of time, no matter what challenges they face?
Well, it's all about having options, right? I mean, you know, I was a scout and all my boys were in scouts and I'm still scout leader. I'll someday get out of it.
I don't know. Then you'll have grandkids.
Yeah, after 15, 20 years, maybe, you know, but, and one of the big things there, of course, is be prepared, right? And, you know, so you want to have options. And to me, the biggest, scariest thing is anybody who has 100% of their money all in the market, so stocks and bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, if they have 100% of their money in the market, when things go bad, they have zero options. There is no, it's really what you're doing is you're saying, okay, which one was the best because it lost the least? I'm going to sell that, which makes no sense. Because that's kind of like getting rid of your star player because your team's been losing. You know, but you don't want to get rid of the worst thing because it's the one that lost the worst. But that's usually where you should go. You know, so really what you want to do is have some options, have some alternatives. And, you know, that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial and stuff. So one of the things we've done is we actually set up some free reports that people can download. And, you know, just getting that education is so, so critical, too. So, you know, if you want to talk more about having your money last, you know, one of the things that we can do is, of course, we can send you a report called Money. And, you know, how long will your money last? As long as you do, of course. And so all you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money to 454-1184 or go online and request it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So what do you remember about 1990? Well, we had the Gulf War. We had Nelson Mandela released from prison. I remember that. NASA launching the Hubble telescope into space. Do you remember that? Or maybe your mind goes to pop culture, like The Simpsons first appearing on television, or some popular movies like Ghost, Dances with Wolves, Pretty Woman, or Home Alone. Whatever comes to mind for you when you think of 1990, that's where we're going to go right now in our Wealth Creator Radio time machine. So, Eric, what do you remember about 1990?
Well, for me, actually, I was still at Santa Clara University to get my finance degree, but I was working at a bank at the time. And, you know, I actually remember, you know, just thinking that bank savings accounts always paid 5%. And you know, in fact, you could get a CD at the bank for around 8%.
Yeah. I mean, those were so good back then. And now we're at, what, point something?
Yeah, if even.
But
yeah, I just literally had a client get a renewal notice of 0.0.
Seriously?
Yeah, for a CD, and she was going to have a penalty for early withdrawal. Like, well, yeah, get that out of there for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Well, speaking of other CDs, it would cost you around $12 or $15 to buy a compact disc at the record store, and perhaps you were buying a CD so you could listen to this song over and over again. Ice Ice Baby was released on August 22nd, 1990. Number one hit in the United States Billboard Hot 100 chart, and it was certified platinum. And I bet you anything, with you being in college, you liked that song, Eric, right?
Well, so in college, I actually, I was always a little bit entrepreneurial. So we had a, We like to call it the Quake House near Santa Clara University, and mainly because if you went to the middle of our house, then to the from one side to the right to left, right from the middle over, the house was so off its foundation that the sliding glass door would start to close by itself and then just slam shut. You didn't have to touch it because everything was so crooked. And
that's funny.
But we had a huge basement, so we actually would rent it out to the crew team for rowing team. And they would throw parties, and we would, I'd DJ a little bit of it and stuff. And
I love it.
We had two bars downstairs, and we won't ask if we asked for IDs or anything like that. But we were just hosting the party, though they were running it. But it was actually a good way to make a little bit extra money.
Heck yeah.
Have a party. So, yep, that was kind of like what we were doing then. And obviously listening to some of that music there for sure.
Playing Ice Ice Baby, I remember. That was kind of a tough one to dance to, but I so remember that music. But one thing that we haven't really mentioned yet is that there was a recession in 1990. It wasn't very long, lasted about 8 months, but it was a sluggish recovery from job losses. So tell us about a couple of things that led to that recession, Eric.
Well, I mean, a lot of things are always the similar, right? I mean, things go up one way and get too heated up, and then they cool down. And and so that's why, anytime you're in some sort of recession, like, what are some opportunities, right? There's always some good opportunities to do stuff. And obviously this year has been a little probably more bizarre than most because of the fact that this one was very dictated on, working from home and all those types of things. So obviously high tech has been a little bit more focused and such. And, but the other thing is, that just shows you have to have that emergency money. You have to have that backup plan. You have to have some of these things on your own. A lot of benefits that people used to get. I mean, back then you used to have pensions still, right? And, those were big. And the 401ks and IRAs were just starting to get a little bit more popular by then. But still, they had not taken over the landscape of employment. And now it's all on you. So now these recessions are a lot tougher because if you have to make sure you have a plan. You have to make sure you've got everything you need taken care of. And yeah, it wasn't quite like that back then.
No, it wasn't. And you've done this for 28 years now. You know that we're going to go through different economies and different recessions. How can we plan for things like this that could really impact our retirement?
Well, just that word you just used, plan. Right? So we know recessions will hit. We know stock market booms and busts will hit. And all that stuff is kind of not the timing and what causes it is known, but we know it's going to happen, right? It's just the way the world works. So, if you've got a plan, you've built up some money that's accessible, you've built up some money that's tax deferred, you've built up some money that's ideally tax free. If you've got all that set up, then it's going to be a lot easier. And, really with our process of helping people that are mostly, that 5 to 10 to 15 year time frame away from retirement. So, if you're 50 and up and you're looking at retirement getting closer and closer than it used to be, especially back in the 90s, right? And so, then you want to have that blueprint to worry less wealth. So you can worry less about your money and worry more about your dance moves maybe or what you're going to be doing to have more fun. What you want to do is have that income plan. Where are you going to get that income under all circumstances? How are you going to have that money invested? How should it start changing to make sure you can make those dollars become income dollars? And then, of course, taxes along the way. I mean, right now we are at a huge tax opportunity that I think a lot of people are wasting. So, now is the time to take some action and actually do something to save that money on taxes and Roth conversions. And then look at healthcare options. Obviously, that's a huge one if you get laid off or end up in, some sort of recessionary time. What are your options there? And then lastly, look at the legacy issues. And so that's what we call the blueprint to worry less wealth. Right now, we're not charging a fee for it. We're actually waiving that planning fee. And so that's something, if you want to take action on that, all you have to do is set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call so we can find out what your concerns are. And then if you want us to do the planning and we can go through that process, we can do it. But let's just at least talk and, we can do it on the phone or in Zoom. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Just like we're talking on this show today, Eric is here to help you with all the confusing, high-risk strategies that we're bombarded with. He can explain it to you in a much easier-to-understand conversation, and this is complimentary. So take him up on this, give him a call, or check him out on the website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. You know, one of the things that helped the economy recover from the recession back in 1990 was technology, emerging technology. It was on November 12th, 1990, when the concept of the World Wide Web was proposed first. And, you know, now, I mean, you think about the World Wide Web, it has evolved so much. We can do about anything on it, including our banking, even retirement planning online. So a lot of people try to do it themselves or use one of those robo-advisors. You know, you can just click away on the web and get some help. My question for you, Eric, is why would we not want to plan our retirement online?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of great tools that were not there, obviously, before the internet. And so they've been very helpful. The problem is a lot of these tools have to be generic in nature. They cannot be very specific. It's just too hard to customize all that planning and all those different variables. So they're not going to talk to you about should you be using an after-tax 401k. They're not going to look at your tax picture, estimate out your taxes for this year, look at how far you are to the next bracket and say, oh yeah, you should convert $12,500 to a Roth. They're not going to be able to do all those things because there's just too much planning, too much variables, and too many different situations. So they can be good for kind of like your baseline investments and such. But once you get closer to retirement, those tools really, really lag and really have a lot of problems. They're also not talking about typically any of the plays to have your money be safe. Pretty much all robo-advisors and any brokerage place, the answer to everything is stocks and bonds, stocks and bonds. Well, what if there's a cell tower investment you want to put money in that's not in the market, or a data center investment, or, you know, there's other things out there that you could be putting money into, earning great returns of 5, 6, 7%, and not have as much risk? Well, they're not going to talk to you about those because those aren't scalable options. And those aren't easy options to be talking about, just in a generic sense. So, yeah, I think for some people it can be good. But once you start having more assets, and especially once you get closer to retirement, that is when it's critical to have that three types of money. You have to have not just the market money, but you need to have some foundational money, stuff that's guaranteed that will be there no matter what, that should be earning about 3 to 6% on average. And, you know, that's a critical one to have, especially right now with today's low rates. And then have some steady income money. And those are things that the robo-advisors and online advice is totally devoid of. So again, that's why working with somebody like us can, you know, really change that. You know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to really find out more about it, it's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Glad to have you with us for Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is a well-known speaker and author, and he can provide you with guidance to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. That's his goal for you. Now, Eric, we've come to the time in our show when you give us an example of someone's wealth success story. Fun to hear how something has turned out for the best for someone. So what do you have for us today?
Well, I guess I'll kind of do it with the Dickens style, you know, it was the best of times and worst of times.
Oh, yeah.
And so Just kind of comparing and contrasting, I mean, I had a client back in late 90s where he wanted to retire in 5 years. One of the main things they said is sell most of his $3.5 million of options on his company stock, and he didn't want to pay the taxes, so he only sold 500. Well, the remaining 3 million became quickly 500. And he ended up working about 10 or 12 more years. So not so good.
No.
But at the same time, just recently I've had a client who's working for a small company in Cupertino. Okay, not a small company for sure. That company's stock has done fantastic, right? And it's been going up and up. And last several years, though, we've been selling off chunks, which is hard to do when something's going up. But guess what? I mean, right now, he could, ignoring the stock he has in his own company, just with the money we've taken out, we've protected enough to where he can live for the rest of his life and they don't have to worry. So now everything else is just kind of extra bonus money, you know, icing on the cake, whatever you want to call it. You know, anytime you're talking about stocks, the hardest thing is, when are you going to sell it? Good and bad times. Anytime you own an individual stock, you got to know how to answer that question, both on the good and the down, right? Mm-hmm. So how far down are you going to ride it? Which most people ride them way too far down. And then also, when are you going to sell it? Because it's really tough to sell something that's going up.
Oh.
I mean, you can do stop losses where if it'll trigger if it drops back down. I mean, you know, that's one thing that you can do to protect yourself. There's lots of different ways to do it. But if you do that, then at least now you've got a plan for that. And of course, yes, you're going to have that problem where, hey, if I kept it, I would have had X dollars more, or I would have been this much wealth. You know, who cares? If you make 50% or you make 100% or you make 500%, you know, whatever the number is, as long as you made money, you did good. You know, it's not, oh, I could have done better. You know, it's kind of like that thing where, you know, you play a slot machine, you leave it, and the next person walks up and hits a jackpot.
Yes.
Right? It doesn't necessarily mean it would have happened for you, but who knows? But who cares? If you made money, then that's good. Again, if you want to give us a call or you want to set up a time to meet with us, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or find us online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week. Talk to you next week. Thanks a lot.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.